Okay, so we talked about zip and how to use it with regular values. Let's look a bit more into how it works if you have errors, complete messages, or infinite streams with zip. And this doesn't really work well in the marble diagram, so I'm going to use a matrix to show how this works. So I'm going to draw this matrix, and here I'm going to draw the possible values that come in. So for the x, I'm going to draw it in that direction, and for y's, that direction. So they can get a value, or they can get a completed, or they can get an error, or they can get be an infinite stream, meaning that there's no more values coming. So if they both have a value, that means that the zip version will get a value. If either one is completed, there's no chance anymore that you can pair up from x and y. So if there's a complete on either side, the zip will be completed immediately. Same with error. If one thing errors, an error has to be sent through, and meaning that no other value can come through anymore. So if there is a value in x's, or an error in x's, or an error in y's, zip will immediately give you an error. Now, how about infinite, if there's no more values in either stream? Well, zip pairs up things, so if there's no value coming out from either stream, that means that zip cannot produce anything because there's nothing to pair up. So all those cases, zip will not give you any values anymore. So that's the semantics of zip.